is our returning champion, James Reynolds, from Malibu, California. Stand by to see James play for a motorcycle valued at $10,500. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a luxuriously equipped Jeep valued at $22,387 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and let me introduce a gentleman that I did not think I was going to see here today. I thought he was going to leave us, our champion, James Reynolds.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, James. I thought there were gold bars worth in the vicinity of $6,000. I thought you were going to take them and leave.
I thought so, too, until the words came out of my mouth.
And you suddenly said, I'm going to stay, huh?
Having so much fun.
All right, well, you put your money in the bank. You took the risk. You've got $184 in your bank account now. We're past the gold bars. $76 is what you would need and a win, and you could have that motorcycle worth over $10,000. Up the line is a diamond ring, African safari, the Jeep, but right now, $76 away from the motorcycle. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, he took the risk that he could continue winning, and we've got a couple of good challenges coming out, I'm sure. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Yeah, I thought he was going to take that gold. He was really eyeing that gold.
Who's your biggest?
Oh, she is fanatical about fish. Originally from San Francisco, California. Give a big hand to Sarah Dwyer.
Hello there, Sarah.
And he brings Don Quixote to life from Brooklyn, New York. Give a warm welcome to Steve Horowitz.
Hi there, Steve. See you a little later with some bargain summer. Steve, you bring Don Quixote to life.
Yes, Jim, I'm a Spanish teacher, and every day we get to go in front of the class and do our thing, and the kids just are a captive audience. And we are.
Oh, that's a terrific. So, in other words, you act out in Spanish, the Spanish
and characters? And the students act out their parts in Spanish. We have a lot of fun. It keeps the kids in school. It's one of those.
Sounds like you are very good teachers. I think you get their attention.
Jim.
Nice to have you here.
Thank
Sarah,
you
are fanatical about fish.
That's right, Jim. I'm an artist, and last year I did a whole series of painting. Just of tropical fish.
Just fish. A whole series. How many were in the series?
I'd say about 12 or 15.
That's pretty. You better like them. Do you still like them after all that?
Yeah, I'm still swimming in it.
Okay. Nice to have you here. $20 gets all three players started. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. And we'll start with this. What Disney film featured the silly song Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Sarah?
Mary Poppins.
Well, I didn't have to finish it. You're right, Mary Poppins it is. $5 for the correct answer. Sarah goes to 25. What kind of animal is a schnauzer? James?
A dog.
It is indeed a dog. First five for the champion. He's at 25 as well. What would you be talking about if you were deciding on a Bob Shagger mohawk? James?
A haircut.
Haircut, yes. I love that Bob Shagger mohawk. And James goes into the lead by five. According to his famous statement, what did Julius Caesar do after he came and saw? Sarah.
Conquered.
That's right. Came, saw, and conquered, and Sarah ties James. What special term do we give to salted sturgeon eggs? James.
Caviar.
It is indeed caviar. The champion goes into the lead by five. And a very good time to go into the lead because it's time for an instant bargain. And the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. James, if you've been with us, has picked up a lot of good things. With a $5 lead right now, you can pick up this.
James, stay in the swing of fashion with this great sportswear from Tultex. Exciting, active, casual wear, including jersey t-shirts and fashion sweats, shorts and cover-ups in Creslin acrylic and cotton, furnished by Tultex. And it's normally priced at $300. But today on Sale of the Century, the year's for only $6.
You live in Malibu? Jogging on the beach, you and a lady friend with a nice outfit, $300 worth of sportswear.
Looks great.
For $6, knock a dollar off the price. I'll make it a $5 worth of sportswear. You'd be in a tie with Sarah for just $5. Going once. Going twice. No sale. No sale on the sportswear. Hanging on to the lead. What screen superstar originally rode to fame as Rowdy Yates on Speed?
Clint Eastwood.
On Rawhide, Clint Eastwood it is. Steve gets his first five. He's at 25. In what U.S. state will you find the Henry Ford Museum? James.
Michigan.
Michigan is right. The champion hits the $40 mark and a $10 lead. Name the famous British dramatist who was married to Anne Hathaway. James.
William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare it is. James the 45, yeah. Time now for the Fame Game. The players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of information about a famous person. I am an influential American writer, born in Illinois in 1899 and died in 1961. During the 1920s, I spent time in Paris with F. Scott Fitzgerald. Sarah.
Hemingway.
Hemingway is right. Ernest Hemingway it is. Very limited information. I think Sarah amazed herself there for a moment. She took a chance. It paid off. Nine numbers now. What's it going to pay off with?
Which six.
Number six.
And behind number six, we have an answering machine. An integrated telephone system with built-in answering machine, remote control unit, automatic dialing, tone pulse settings, and speakerphone. From Green and Roberts.
That's a nice prize. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. We got a good game here. Yeah, Hemingway wrote, "For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for commercials, friends." We'll be right back. James Reynolds shooting for an over $10,000 motorcycle today. He's got a $15 lead. He's at 45, Sarah at 30, and Steve at 25. Wine is often made from this yellow wildflower that you hate to see on your lawn. James.
The dandelion.
Yeah, that's right. To make dandelion wine out of it, James. It's the $50 mark. In mythology, she let all the evils of the world. James.
Pandora.
Out of her box. You are right. Pandora it is. And James goes to 55. What is the four-letter word which describes both a fruit-filled pastry and a promiscuous woman? James.
Tart.
Tart is right, yes. James for 60.
Almost said date.
Almost said what?
I almost said date.
Date. A promiscuous woman, my date. Well, traditionally, what anniversary are you celebrating if you receive a tea service made of silver? James.
25th.
25th is right, and James is 65. Well, this is the position he's been in a couple of times when you've stretched that lead out. James, you have a $35 lead, and easily you can afford to buy this.
James, pack up all your luggage problems with this vintage steamer trunk from the late 1800s. Once called a campaign chest, this sturdy trunk is made of pine with metal brackets, furnished by Charles & Charles. And it's normally priced at $600. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $9.
Waiting for Robert E. Lee, and he showed up, huh? Wonderful outfit. But look at this. This is super, a great chest.
How's the interior?
How is the interior? It's an antique. I couldn't tell you. Oh, no. It's very nicely finished. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it cedar lined, so you can put things in it. Also, they make great tables. Makes
I
a
like
wonderful
that a lot.
Table. It's cost $600 normally, but it's yours for $9. You've got a $35 lead. So spending $9 would not be such a big thing for you, especially if I gave you $200 in cash to help line the chest there a little bit. Going once for $9. Yeah. He gets that lead, he's buying it. Enjoy that. $800 bargain for just $9. We knocked that off your score. And still a $26 lead. Back with us. On his journey to attack Rome, what unusual animal was taken across the Alps by Hannibal? James.
Elephants.
Elephants it is, as he just beats everyone to the buzzer and gets $5 of the $9 right back. In 1982, this famous feline was the hero of 7 of the top 15. Sarah?
Morris the Cat.
No. Now, would you believe 7 of the top 15 best-selling paperbacks were all about Garfield the Cat. Garfield. No, Garfield made enough money. He didn't have to do commercials. You lose 5 on that, Sarah. I'm sorry about that. Located in New York's Adirondack Mountains, this town had the distinction of hosting 2 Winter Olympics. Steve.
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid it is, and Steve goes into second place at 30. What part of your body is broken if your fibula is in a cast, James?
Your leg.
Your leg it is, lower leg to be exact, and James is 66. When he was elected in 1860, he became the first Republican president. Sarah.
Lincoln.
Lincoln is right. Sarah ties, or goes up to 30, ties Steve to second place. Yes. Now, we all agree that Lincoln was a great president and an amazing man. But I think even Lincoln would have been amazed and maybe amused by the history paper of a college freshman who wrote, "Lincoln was born in a log cabin that he built with his own hands." Hope you're right back. James Reynolds needs a win and $76 for the beautiful over $10,000 motorcycle, and already he has 66 within 2 questions and the win, and he's got a $36 lead over Sarah and Steve. And again, playing for a pick of the board with a Fame Game, we're looking for a famous place. I am an island on the east coast of the United States. I'm about 31 square miles in area. Sarah.
Bermuda.
Incorrect. out of the rest of the question. Took a chance. It paid off the last time, not this time. You're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 30. We clear the board. Continue for Steve and James. I'm about 31 square miles in area, and bridges and tunnels connect me to the mainland. I am one of the world's major cultural and financial centers. James.
Staten Island.
No. Oh, Steve, a big break. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. Don't shout out any answers, please, as it becomes more clear. I'm one of the world's major cultural and financial centers. Part of me was named New Amsterdam by Peter Minuet, who bought me from the Indians for beads, cloth, and trinkets worth about $24. He's going to let me go on, isn't he? I'm the home of such tourist attractions as Times Square, Rockefeller Center. Steve.
Okay, Jim, my hometown, New York City.
No.
Manhattan Island.
What?
Manhattan.
Yeah, okay, the judge allowed you to say more because you were in New York and you had to break it down further. You were allowed to finish it. You were right, Manhattan it is. And I think you were a little lucky there, Steve. If Manhattan were not part of New York, I think the judge would have ruled against you on that one. What number do you want now?
Number three, Jim.
And behind number three, we have $15.
$15 on the card. Add that to Steve's score. He jumps with a solid hold on second place at 45. Sarah and James, you're back in now, and all three players in this. Complete this famous title by Edgar Allan Poe, The Fall of the House. James.
Of Usher.
You are right, then James, over the $70 mark. Name the American Arctic explorer who commanded the first successful. Sarah.
Bird.
Nope. Expedition to the North Pole was Peary. Peary. And you lose five on that, Sarah. Name the television series about 19th century life in the West based on the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. Steve.
Little House on the Prairie.
You got it. Steve hits the $15 mark. But James, with an instant bargain, you have a $21 lead. A $21 lead. Easily, you can afford a great trip.
James, shout, yo-ho, and get set to go on a fabulous vacation in the Bahamas. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a four-night, five-day vacation at the luxurious Grand Hotel on Paradise Island in the Bahamas. Sunny beaches, water sports, tennis, elegant dining, dancing and entertainment furnished by the Grand Hotel on Paradise Island. This great getaway is normally priced at $2,780. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that great? That's a wonderful trip to the Bahamas. $2,780 worth for $15. You have a $21 lead. You would still have a better than one question lead. That might be enough. How confident are you and how badly do you want to go to the Bahamas? $2,780. I will make it an over $3,000 bargain by giving you $300 in cash to go with it, and you would still have the lead going once. Going, he's going to take a chance. Going to the Bahamas. Enjoy that. And a sale surprise as well. James, you got $300 of my money. To add to that $300, we'll make it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. $700 more, $1,000 in cash, and a trip to the Bahamas for $15. Congratulations. We'll knock that off your score, and the game is a lot closer, and we'll be back to it after this. Great prize, James. Enjoy that. We've got a great trip and $1,000 in cash, and we have a close match now with James at 56, Steve at 50, and Sarah not out of it at 25. Remember, a $25 money card will be out to the board a little later. In what state will you find the coastal community of Hyannisport? James.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts it is, and James over the $60 mark. The American who composed the music for the ballets, Billy the Kid, Steve.
Aaron Copland.
Nicely done on a toughie. Copland it is, Steve at 55. Name the sultry Italian sex symbol who won her one and only Best Actress Oscar, Jane?
Sophia Loren.
For the film Two Women, Sophia Loren is exactly who it is. Good anticipation. Well, as promised, with the third and final crack of the Fame Game, somewhere on that board is a $25 money card, and we're looking for a famous character, a character. I am the leading character in a children's story published in 1883. In 1940, Walt Disney produced the full-length. Sarah, taking the chance again.
Alice in Wonderland.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, we'll clear the board. Continue for Steve and James. In 1940, Walt Disney produced a full-length animated cartoon about me. In the story, I am a puppet who comes to life. Steve.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is the puppet who comes to life. Yeah. Steve, you found a $15 money card before. What are you going to find now?
I think I'll try number 8, James.
And behind number 8, we have a trash compactor. A KitchenAid trash compactor helps unclutter your kitchen. Features exclusive little bin and charcoal filter odor control. Furnished by KitchenAid.
Nice prize, $549 worth, but not the big money prize he was looking for. Where were they?
Behind the 9 and the 1.
And now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? James in the lead at 66, Steve at 55, Sarah at 25. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What kind of flower is an American beauty? Sarah.
Rose.
Right. During what war was the Battle of Bunker Hill? James.
The American Civil War.
Wrong. Name the TV sitcom which starred Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. Steve.
Odd Couple.
Right. What tree's leaf is used to symbolize Canada? James.
The maple tree.
Right. Name the state that elected a governor named George Wallace. Sarah.
Alabama.
Right. What's the name of President Jimmy Carter's controversial brother? James.
Billy.
Right. Complete the following expression, penny wise and pound. Sarah.
Foolish.
Right. What kind of professional is known as a CPA? Sarah.
An accountant.
Right. How many pennies do you get in a standard roll? James.
50.
Right. Name the famous village that is known as New York City's artist. Steve.
Greenwich.
Right. What alcoholic beverage do you mix with soda water to make a spritzer? Sarah.
Wine.
Right. Where are you if you just made a lunar landing? James.
The moon.
Right. Canberra is the capital of what country? Sarah.
Australia.
According to the Bible, who gave the Sermon on the Mount? James.
Moses.
Wrong. You lose 5, but it didn't make any difference. You won the match, Steve. James, congratulations. And what a Steve score there. And back to James in just a moment. Sermon on the Mount was given by Jesus Christ. And Canberra is the capital of Australia. The Battle of Bunker Hill was in the Revolutionary War. Got to say goodbye to Steve and Sarah, and I'm delighted they're not going home empty-handed. Steve, you got the trash compactor and the cash in front of you. You are around the $600 mark. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Sarah, you got the answering machine with the cash in front of you. You're over $300, so thank you as well. But James Reynolds came out on top with exactly the amount of money that he needs for that over $10,000 motorcycle. Come on, James. You lost that 5, it got you back down to 76. And that's exactly what you needed for the motorcycle. You've got $260. $260 is the price for this.
Feel like a hero driving this luxurious touring bike. A limited edition motorcycle featuring a computerized fuel injection engine, an onboard trip computer, and AM/FM stereo cassette with 4 speakers from Honda Santa Monica. Normally priced at $10,500, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
That is a very luxurious motorcycle. $260 is what it would cost you, and you have exactly $260. So say yes, you can drive away with this. Or put your money in the bank. The next thing up the line is $80 away, and it's this.
For the lady who has everything, a sparkling diamond ring. A gorgeous 2-carat pear-shaped diamond set in 18-carat gold. Yours with a gift certificate furnished by Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. Normally priced at $12,000, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
That is the next thing up the line. Should you choose to continue to play on, get to $640, no decision at all. We'll give you all of the prizes. Get up to $750, and it's been done. We'll give you all of the prizes plus this.
The cash jackpot of $56,000.
That would be a total of $125,854 in cash and prizes that would be yours. But James, your decision right now. You have $260. Say yes. Drive away with the motorcycle and everything else you've picked up along the way, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. You need another $80 and another win for that beautiful diamond ring, which, of course, is about $2,000 more expensive than the motorcycle. Think about it. The motorcycle or risk it again. We'll get your decision after this. James Reynolds, a fine champion, passed on gold bars on the last show. Is he going to pass on a motorcycle this time, or are you going to take that beautiful motorcycle and leave us, or put your money in the bank? The next thing up the line, $80 more and another win, a lovely diamond ring. James, what's it going to be?
Well, that bike is just my size, but
I'm going to stay one more game.
You're going to stay and try it again. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000. $57,000 in the cash jackpot. It's building two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.